What is the doom of the elves? It's a concept Tolkien talked about quite a bit, and it's, I think, one of the more misunderstood parts of his legendarium. So what is it? Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover Tolkien's legendarium in full, as well as other great fantasy worlds like George R.R. Martin's A Song of Ice and Fire and Andrzej Sapkowski's The Witcher. We should probably start off by just clarifying what Tolkien meant by the word doom. Today we might use that word as meaning a terrible fate, and it did still hold that definition for Tolkien, it's just that it was broader. It didn't necessarily mean a terrible thing, just a fate over which you had no control. That concept of a lack of control is important, and we'll come back to it later. So, with that in mind, what did Tolkien mean by talking about the doom of the elves? In letter 131, and just as an aside, if you only ever read one of Tolkien's letters, this is the one to read. It sets out his overarching plot and thoughts on not just The Lord of the Rings, but his entire work. Anyway, in that letter, he says this: "The doom of the elves is to be immortal, to love the beauty of the world, to bring it to full flower with their gifts of delicacy and perfection, to last while it lasts, never leaving it even when slain, but returning. And yet, when the followers come," the followers here means the humans, "to teach them and make way for them, to fade as the followers grow and absorb the life from which both proceed. The doom or the gift of men is mortality, freedom from the circles of the world." So the doom of the elves has two broad parts, as Tolkien describes it. First, they are immortal and will love the earth and will return there even if they are slain. Tolkien says slain rather than die, because this isn't death as we know it, and also because elves' immortality isn't just about being long-lived. Once they reach full adulthood, they don't age as humans do, and they don't get ill. They don't catch diseases or viruses, so really the only way that they might die, in as much as that word is applicable here, is through combat or misadventure or the like. If they are slain, they will find themselves in the halls of Mandos, Mandos being the Valar in charge of the afterlife, or the halls of awaiting, as the elves sometimes call them. After being slain, an elf's spirit or soul would go to the halls to wait their re-embodying, then return to Aman, the Undying Lands. One famous example of this is Glorfindel, who was slain fighting a Balrog in the First Age of Middle-earth, went to the halls of Mandos, was re-embodied, returned to Aman, and then sent pretty much straight back to Middle-earth in the Second Age. This is an important part of understanding Tolkien's legendarium. Elves are immortal because they are tied to Arda, the world, by their very spirits, which is where that other clause comes in, which is part of their doom to love the world and bring it to full flower. Elves are an essential part of this creation and tied to it. Now, this bit of the doom, to be fair, doesn't sound too bad. To be doomed to be immortal and love the beauty of the world, bringing it to full flower, there are worse fates, surely. Well, it comes with a twist, as we'll see in a bit, because the second part of the doom is to teach the followers and make way for them, and to fade. We see this in The Lord of the Rings and even earlier. When Finrod, Galadriel's brother, first met humanity in the First Age, we're told that he taught them language and music and crafting, as well as history and the nature of the world. And after Finrod, others did too. But what about the fading? Eventually the elves would grow weary of Middle-earth with its endless cycles of life and death and summer and winter and change. As much as they loved it, it was against their unchanging immortal nature, hence the slow trickle of elves in the Third Age heading west over the sea. And those who decided to stay anyway would fade. Galadriel herself probably described this best and most poetically when telling Frodo what would happen to Lothlorien and her if Frodo did manage to destroy the One Ring, and the preserving powers of her Ring of Power therefore also ending. "Do you not see now, wherefore your coming to us is as the footsteps of doom? For if you fail, then we are laid bare to the enemy. Yet if you succeed, then our power is diminished, and Lothlorien will fade, and the tides of time will sweep it away. We must depart into the west, or dwindle to a rustic folk of dell and cave, slowly to forget and to be forgotten. And so it was. In that letter, 131, Tolkien describes it as elves making way for humanity, fading as humans grow and absorb the life from which they both proceed. It's fair to say that Tolkien didn't explore the technicalities of that last point in huge detail, but I think we can understand the feel of it pretty well. During and after The Lord of the Rings in particular, we saw the end of the final enclaves of elven dominion over Middle-earth. Rivendell, Lothlorien, and all the rest of them, diminished as the dominion of man flourished. The elves had to fade for humans to come to the fore. Which adds a degree of sadness and pathos to this doom. It was all sounding great while we were talking about immortality and loving the earth, but now there is an inevitability to an end to their time on Middle-earth, and yet they are still tied to the earth. They abide and live and grow weary, while humans... Let's see again what their doom is, according to Tolkien. The doom or the gift of men is mortality, freedom from the circles of the world. From an elf perspective, men's mortality and death is a gift. A doom, but a good one. When a human dies, they aren't bound to just come back again. Their soul is free. We're told that perhaps only Manwë and Mandos know where. And the clear implication is that death is not the end. There's a somewhere else that the soul goes. It's why the elves look on without understanding when men get angry about their own mortality and the elves' privilege to go to the Undying Lands. When the Numenoreans started turning on the elves for this very reason, plotting about how perhaps they might achieve this immortality, the elves don't take up arms to try to defend the secret of their immortality. They look on bewildered and help those who they could help. Not only could humans not escape their doom, because, you know, it was their doom, but also, why would they want to? They, unlike the elves, had freedom, from the elves' perspective. And that seems to be, for Tolkien, the heart of the tragedy of the doom of the elves. For all the good things that they did have, they ultimately were not free. They could not escape this mortal realm. They could live 1,000 years in Middle-earth, watching human friends be born, grow old, and die. Then, if the elf were killed, they would be re-embodied and go back and go through the whole cycle again. And at some point, they would weary of Middle-earth. Its constant change was just not suited to their changeless nature. And yes, they could get some respite in a man, but they could never be free of the link to the world. They would never have freedom. As humans, our doom and our gift is that we do. If you'd like to see more videos diving deep into Tolkien's Legendarium, please click on the playlist appearing now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, the best way to do that is by clicking on the link on the right of your screen. Thanks for watching. That's all for this time. I'll see you again soon.